tell you about Public Square. There are several lines that meet other edges.
Youth of this country who are already in a disillusioned, disenchanted state will be encouraged.
Where we talk about the fine margins. Sometimes it's black, white, and blurry.
It's also informed by the need to save costs and reduce legislative time.
Then there are the actors right at the center, coming through political processes, which could be dramatic.
To the extent of this man, if Parliament does not raise this money.
And controversial.
If driving through the roads is a getting the macabre dance, compatibility is that of government.
And there's you to help connect the dots from the top to the bottom. Join Rotimi Sankore and Aroho Obo at the Public Square every Friday from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Ladies and gentlemen,
this is the Public Square.
And everyone, welcome to the Public Square, 99.3 Nigeria Info. I'm Aogo Obo, and we have a great show. And we're going to start off very quickly. Forget the formalities. The numbers to send messages right now, 0809-597-5805. What a busy day. What a busy interview we had. First with Nicholas Felix, an aspirant with All Progressives Congress. Just to update you on that interview, we now understand that the report from the All Progressives Congress is out. 10 aspirants, according to the national chairman of that party, have been disqualified from the contest, but the names haven't been given. So I don't know whether Nicholas Felix's name is even included in the names of those who will make the primaries. But moving on quickly, we have with us Festus Okoye, who is the INEC National Electoral Commissioner for Information and Voter Education. Thank you very much for joining us, Festus Okoye.
Yeah, thank you so much.
And your busy schedule, I can imagine, because I know the entire commission's eyes is trained towards the elections in Ekiti State.
Exactly.
So first and foremost, you will probably be our correspondent in Ekiti State to give us an overview of INEC's preparation for the governorship election in Ekiti State, Mr. Okoye.
Now, as you are aware, the governorship election in Ekiti State will take place on the 18th day of June 2022. And it will take place in the 16 local government areas, of the state. Now we have 177 electoral wards in Ekiti State. Mm. Now after we have done what we call adjudication, we now have a total of 988,923 registered voters. So these are the people who will be eligible to exercise their democratic franchise on election day. But as at 27th day of May 2022, a total of 734,746 persons have collected their permanent voters cards. So these are the total number of cards that have already been collected. Now the commission will deploy over 10,000 ad hoc staff in Ekiti State on election day, and they will be deployed to the 2,444 polling units we have in Ekiti State. The chairman of the Independent National Electoral Commission just left Ekiti State.
Right.
He was here with national commissioners and directors on what we call readiness assessment. And we visited the four local government areas to assess our readiness.
Right.
And from what we saw, it is very clear that we are ready for the governorship election. All the non-sensitive materials required for the election have been deployed. Not only that, we also did what we call mock accreditation in 12 polling units in four local government areas of Ekiti State, spanning the three geopolitical zones. So as of today, we are prepared for the governorship election. The only thing remaining are the sensitive materials, and I can assure the people of Ekiti State that the sensitive materials will arrive on time.
Absolutely. I can imagine the millions of people who take part in that poll who waited with anticipation, because it's important that what happens in Ekiti and Osun State the following month provides a sign to what will happen in the general elections next year. But something you talked about in terms of people collecting voter cards, Festus Okoye, generally, there was an announcement that about 20 million PVCs have not yet been collected. What exactly is the story around this?
Well, these are PVCs that accumulated from previous elections.
Right.
As you are aware, we have been doing continuous voters registration exercise for quite some time. So just before the 2019 general election, we stopped the collection of PVCs, and all the remaining PVCs, we quarantined them in the central bank. And then before we resumed the distribution of PVCs. Now, arising from the 2019 general election, we had around 11 million uncollected PVCs. And we are also making available these PVCs for collection during this particular period. But the level of collection of these PVCs arising from pre-2019 general election is very, very low. But in terms of the new registration, in terms of the continuous voters registration, the rate of collection of the PVCs has been very, very high.
Great to know that. And we've had two deadlines go by. First, with the INEC portal, where people go and register, the pre-registration portal, which ended at the end of last month, and then the other one, which is the physical registration, which will be ending at the last day of this month, also too. What has been your observation with the end of the first one, which is the pre-registration, and then what would you expect people to do as they head towards the second deadline, which is with those who will have to go register physically?
Well, with the pre-registration, we have done very, very well. And the youth of this country utilize the opportunity offered by the pre-registration to register, especially those who attend the age of 18 and those who have never registered before.
Right.
Now, let me make this very clear. We have 7 services in our INEC portal. Out of those 7 services, we only suspended 1. And the service we suspended is the pre-registration for those who are new voters, who are registering afresh for the first time, and those who have never registered before. For those who want to do transfer, they can still go to the portal to do their transfer.
Great.
For those whose PVCs have been damaged, or for those who have defaced PVCs, they can still go to the portal and complain, and we will print new PVCs for them. For those whose date of birth or any other information has not been properly captured, right, can still go to the portal. So the portal will be open for all these categories of persons. The only one we suspended in terms of the portal is the pre-registration for new voters, because we cannot continue to schedule appointments for those who go to the portal when we don't have any appointment. But those people can still go to our INEC state office or any of our INEC local government offices, or go to any of the registration areas where we are doing pre-registration on a rotational basis,
right,
and still register. And this one will go on till the 30th day of June 2022 before we suspend the physical registration.
Excellent, excellent, because we've been getting a lot of queries around this. So it's just 1 out of 7, and the other services are going to continue then. Well, before I go on to some clarification on the deadlines of the primaries, which were extended, help us understand in terms of the collection of the voter card for those who began the registration from last year into this year, which is available. Because we've got queries from people saying that they've been going to the local government areas to pick up their cards, but they've been told to keep coming back even though they've registered before now.
Well, I think that people should pay attention to the announcements made by the Independent National Electoral Commission.
Excellent.
The cards we have printed are the cards of those who registered during the first and second quarter of the registration exercise. For those who registered during the third quarter, and for those who are registering now during this fourth quarter, we have not printed their permanent voters' cards. Their permanent voters' cards will be ready way ahead of the 2023 general election, and they will be in a position to collect these cards. Now, let me also make this very clear. If you have registered before and you go and register again, when we run the ABIS on the data,
right,
if we detect that you have registered before, and we will remove your previous, your new registration and quarantine it and still leave your previous registration. And some of these people are also going to our local government offices and our state offices,
right,
complaining that they don't have their voters' card.
Right.
we didn't print the voters' cards of these people who did multiple or double registration. I think it is important for people not to hide the fact that they have registered before. If you have registered before in Lagos and you are now in Lekiti and you register again, when we do cleanup, when we do what we call deduplication, it will identify your picture, identify you, that your fingerprints that you have registered before. There is, you cannot run away from it. It is possible for you to go to our registration center and register. But the moment we begin to do cleanup and do deduplication, it will identify your facial and also identify your fingerprint. So it becomes completely useless and counterproductive. People should not do multiple or double registration. And that is the point where we are making. So for those who registered during the third and fourth quarter, we have not printed their permanent voter cards, but we are going to print the permanent voter cards, and they will be in a position to vote during the 2023 general election.
Excellent. So those of you asking questions about transfers, I see on WhatsApp, the response is that that service is still open on cvr.inecnigeria.org. cvr.inecnigeria.org. Go there, and that service is still available for you to do your transfer. In case you just joined us on 99.3 Nigeria Info, we have Festus Okoye, the INEC National Electoral Commission on Voter Education and Publicity. All right. So this thing about the primaries deadline, which was extended, Festus Okoye, help us clarify what the issue is. It appears that there's been a lot of confusion about by certain people thinking it favors one party over the other party.
No, there is no confusion whatsoever, unless people want to create confusion. What happened was this. On the 10th day of May, the Independent National Electoral Commission had a consultative meeting with all the registered political parties in Nigeria.
Right.
At that consultative meeting, the 18 registered political parties represented by all their leaders demanded that we should adjust the timetable and schedule of activities for the conduct of the 2023 general elections by 60 days. The commission said no. On the 12th day of May, the political parties under the auspices of the Inter-Party Advisory Council wrote officially to the commission, again demanding for an adjustment of the timetable and schedule of activities by between 37 to 60 days.
Right.
And we said no. Now, on the 26th day of May, the political parties wrote to the Inter-Party Advisory Council, wrote to the commission once again, demanding for an emergency meeting on the grounds that all the registered political parties met and insisted that we must have an emergency meeting with them scheduled for the 27th day of May 2022. We agreed to the emergency meeting. At the emergency meeting, 15 of the registered political parties were there. It was the Inter-Party Advisory Council that invited their members to the meeting. At this particular meeting, they now told the commission that they have seen a small window of 60 days, of 6 days, that we should adjust issues for them for 6 days. These 6 days is between the 4th day of June and the 9th day of June. This was the period the commission deliberately left open to enable political parties tidy up issues arising from their party primaries, tidy up their documentation, and begin uploading the list and personal particulars of nominated candidates, which was going to commence on the 10th day of June 2022.
Right.
So the commission considered this and felt that since what they were asking for will not affect any of the timelines in the timetable, we felt that we could grant that particular request. And that was all we did. And I want to tell you that as of yesterday, 11 of the registered political parties have taken advantage of this adjustment of between from the 4th to the 9th of June to reschedule their presidential primary. 11 of the registered political parties, including the People's Democratic Party, that has done 5 adjustments to the to their primaries and activities.
Right.
So there was no, it was not due to pressure from any one political party. It was the political parties that requested, and we felt that we could grant their request on sympathetic grounds, since it was not going to affect the timeline and schedule of activities.
All right, makes a lot of sense. But the parties have IPAC. The electorate don't have any EPAC. So some people have asked, will INEC be considering the extension of the voter registration deadline, whether it's to reopen the pre-registration or the online the physical registration when it ends later this month?
I think it will be a disservice to the people of this country to begin to talk about extending a voter's registration period that has not ended.
Right.
This voter's registration thing started 11 months ago. 11 months. 11 months. It is only now that we are having a surge. But despite that, we have decided to do what I call an assessment of the registration in each state. And in the states where we are having a surge, we are deploying more materials and more personnel to those places to take care of this particular surge. On the issue of extension, we are not going to comment on that. Those who want to register should approach at any of our state, local government or registration areas and go and do their registration. People cannot stay in the comfort of their homes without even making effort to go to the registration centers and be talking about the extension. We are not going to agree this type of margin of the extension for party primaries and the extension for voters registration. The voters registration process has been going on for 11 months. And we are going to see through to it, because after the registration,
right,
we are going to do what we call display for claims and objections. After display for claims and objections, we have to go back and do duplication on the continuous voters registration exercise to remove invalid registrar.
Right.
Thereafter, we will integrate the supplementary voters register with the existing voters register that has over 84 million registered Nigerians. Then thereafter, we are going to print the voters card of the new registrars and those who have lost their PVCs, those whose PVCs have been defaced, and those who have done transfer. And then thereafter, we are going to print the entire voters register and hand over to the political parties, getting them ready for the election. And then the law also demands that everything relating to voters registration must stop at least 90 days before a general election. So we have so much to do and that we cannot keep on. Voters registration is not all that the commission does. It must stop at a particular point, and then we must move to other issues.
Right. Such a packed interview we have with Festus Okoye here. But a number of questions. I'm going to go to WhatsApp now because we have just about four minutes more. But this one, people asking about, they have transferred, they've done the transfer through the INEC portal and want to know when they will be able to pick up their cards. I heard you mention during the list you mentioned just now about people, the cards to be printed for those who have transferred or lost. When does this happen?
We are going to print these cards well ahead of the 2023 general election. And the moment the cards are ready, we have the email addresses of all these people and we have their telephone numbers. We are going to send bulk SMS to them, and we are also going to contact them through the email addresses they use during the voters during this particular period.
Excellent. So I hope all of you are listening. You leave me alone. He has answered that question. Temi Dayo from Idimu writes, I have completed the online revalidation and replacement of my lost PVC. I have obtained a PDF print of successful process. Please, do I still need to visit INEC office for physical registration, verification, or just wait for my PVC to be replaced?
If he just did transfer, or if he damaged his PVC, he should just wait, and then we'll print a new PVC for him, and then he will transfer his we print a new PVC for him, and he will surrender the previous one. We already have his data, his fingerprint, and his facial on our database, so he doesn't need to go to any INEC office to go and do another capture.
Right. What about the people who have temporary voter cards? They're asking, should they change for the permanent voter cards?
The temporary voter's card is no longer valid. It's not machine readable.
Yeah.
It's completely useless. They should also go to the INEC portal and see whether their PVC has been printed. If it has been printed, where their PVC is. And then if their PVC has not been printed, then they need to interact with the portal, and then we'll print the a PVC for them because the TVC that they have cannot be used for anything.
Excellent, excellent. And what about the people who are asking, well, it's always a great question, saying they work weekdays and they find out that INEC is not working on the portal, on the physical site on weekends. Will there be a possibility to have INEC officials work during the weekends so to take in as many people as possible for
People must make sacrifice. If somebody cannot find one day in 11 months, just one day in 11 months, to go and do voters registration, that means the person is not interested in going to go and register. One day in 11 months.
One day in 11 months. Find out time so that you can do it. Your closing thoughts, Festus Okoye. I know you have a packed schedule and I know you have plenty of work to do, but what are
your thoughts? I believe that the Nigerian people should assist the commission do its work.
Right.
And those who have made the effort, those who have taken the pains to go and register, should also make efforts and spend some time and go and collect their permanent voter's card. The permanent voter's card has a lot of power and a lot of potency. If you register, please, on election day, make sure that you use the permanent voter's card to go and vote. If you do not vote on election day, the power and the potency of the permanent voter's card is completely lost. I believe that Nigerians have accepted democracy as the best form of government, and we should make sure that we nurture and sustain our democracy. That is the pathway, and we can only bring good governance to this particular country by engaging the electoral process and also by making sure that we perform our duties as citizens.
Right.
The Independent National Electoral Commission has the staying power, has the courage, has the creative and innovative disposition to conduct a very good election. And so Nigerians should assist the commission to do its work. And we promise that we are going to remain the course, we are going to stay the course, and we are going to continue to conduct free, fair, transparent and inclusive elections in Nigeria.
Excellent. And a great way to end the conversation with you, Festus Okoye, INEC National Electoral Commissioner for Voter Education and Publicity. Thank you very much, sir.
I appreciate this opportunity.
All right. Have a great weekend.
All right. Thank you.
Let me tell you about Public Square. There are several lines that meet other edges.
Youth of this country who are already in a disillusioned, disenchanted state will be encouraged.
Where we talk about the fine margins. Sometimes it's black, white, and blurry.
It's also informed by the need to save costs and reduce legislative time.
Then there are the actors right at the center, coming through political processes, which could be dramatic.
To the extent of this man, if Parliament does not rise this morning.
And controversial.
If driving through the roads is engaging the macabre. Compatibility is that of government.
And there's you to help connect the dots from the top to the bottom. Join Rotimi Sankore and Aroho Obo at the Public Square every Friday from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Ladies and gentlemen,
this is the Public Square.
Welcome back, 99.3 Nigeria Info, your number one talk news and sports station. I'm Aroho Obo, and together with Rotimi Sankore, we have a big discussion this evening, like every other evening, around the elections. The elections are on, the elections are close by. Before you say Jack Robinson, it's here, and you have to deal with the aftermath. In the last hour, we have spoken, half hour thereabout, we've spoken with the INEC National Electoral Commission of On Voter Education and Publicity, Festus Okoye, who handled a number of issues from the Ekiti election to the uncollected PVCs to the close of the online registration to another deadline, which is the end of this month, which is the physical registration, saying only one of seven services on the INEC portal has been stopped, which is the registration. The other services continue to work. And I've been on the portal in the last hour. They were about to confirm indeed what he said. And don't forget to join us on social media every time to engage at Nigeria Info FM, at Public Square NG, at Rotimi Sankore, at Aroho Obo. And Rotimi Sankore is in the square now. Good evening, Rotimi.
Hello.
Excellent, excellent. And we're making our way through.
Yeah, I mean, we thought we would have a blockbuster edition today, looking at the results of all the primaries.
Yeah.
and INEC, as they say, decided to fold our hands and extend the party primaries to the 9th of June.
Mm-hmm.
So please, please expect the blockbuster next Friday at 4. I mean, we are not saying that today's program is not important,
yeah,
but blockbuster in the sense that by next Friday, we will know all the candidates for all the parties and we will be in a better position to assess everything. So please, next Friday, 4 p.m. on 99.3. For today, Festus Okoye, the INEC Commissioner for Voter Education and Information, has helped answer some of the questions we are going to ask.
Mm.
One of which really is this matter of 20 million uncollected permanent voters' cards.
Mm.
Oh,
yeah.
This is mind-boggling. 20 million is more than enough to win the election.
Very true.
Yes, I mean, this is 5 to 6 million more than the winner of the last two elections has scored.
Mm.
So it's a big matter.
Mm.
I mean, so today, really, you know, we are asking, why have people not collected 20 million PVCs, historical PVCs, that is?
Mm.
Why? Good and question. If you are one of those people, please go out and collect. Everybody is saying this is the most important election since 1999.
Mm.
20 million PVCs. I mean, why do you think this could have happened?
Quite a number of reasons I've been hearing. People are saying people may have moved location, debts, so many things. I'm still in shock how these numbers have come about. And then,
but surely not 20 million.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. Unbelievable. And so, again, because something Festus Okoye talked about, Rotimi, there's very little information out there about a lot of INEC operations. And I think INEC will have to change the way it does its information business also, too, to let people. I mean, we're doing this for free, oftentimes. Putting out all of this information, what INEC should be doing. So, again, those of you who are asking the question about the INEC portal is cvr.inecnigeria.org. cvr.inecnigeria.org. All of those questions you're asking about transfers and those things Festus Okoye talked about, they're all there for you to go and read and make it happen. So Rotimi, we're back to this 20 million, and we sit down after every election and look at those numbers and the margins, and indeed we haven't had an election more than 31 million people turn out to vote. If you throw in all the numbers for the presidential election,
yes, mm. and more importantly, the winner of the last two elections has been at about 5 million votes less than this 20 million uncollected.
Yes, yes.
So so if these 20 million people turn out to vote, well, you know, we'll come to it later and look at the reasons why.
Mm.
But I don't know if everybody knows that Nigeria has the lowest voter turnout in Africa.
Very true.
You know, yes. I don't know if everybody knows this. When we get to that main talking point, we'll go through the voter turnout across Africa and tell you where Nigeria is. But 20 million, look, it really is necessary to repeat it. 20 million uncollected permanent voter cards. Even if some people have passed away, even if some people have moved, maybe this will be 5, 6, 7 million at the very most.
Mm.
At the very most. But there is a piece of information to put out to encourage people. So INEC is holding this event on the 11th of June at Tafawa Balawa Square called Youth Vote Count 2.0. They say it is a mega concert on the 11th of June. And that all you need is to bring your PVC, and that's it. And you can register at TBS from the 6th to the 11th of June. So for your PVC, if you haven't registered, you can register at TBS from the 6th of June to the 11th of June from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. daily. 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. daily. In other words, from next Monday, the 6th, up to the 11th, which is the Saturday,
right.
9 a.m. to 5 p.m., you can register for your PVC at Tafawa Balewa Square, and there will be a mega concert on the 11th, and all you need is your PVC to enter. So here we are doing the free work for INEC, as we've always done on Nigeria Info. Yes, to look, Aho, if we want to attribute in terms of numbers of people that have registered due to this work for INEC on Nigeria Info, I would bet you it would be running into hundreds of thousands or at least a few million.
So true. So true. All right. So Rotimi, interesting reaction to the question we asked Festus Okoye. We don't have IPAC like the political parties have been able to put pressure on INEC to extend deadlines, even if it's just for a week. A number of people have been calling for an extension for new voter registration. We'll talk about what type of registration is going on. Our news crew have been to some of the points where physical registration is still going on. And quite a number of challenges still being experienced by people at those outposts for registration.
Yes, I think actually this call for the extension of voter registration is coming mainly from very young people. I mean, don't forget that the majority of the population of Nigeria is quite young. About 70 to 73% of the population is under 35. And many of these people, I mean, not counting, of course, those that are under 18, because those that are under 18 are still quite, don't forget that the median age in Nigeria is 18. So, I mean, that is like, you know, if you want to put it crudely, roughly half the population is under 18, you know. So, yeah, so of course, those people will not be eligible to vote. But for the first-time voters, the first-time voters, in other words, those born roughly in 1999, 2000, 2001, 2002-ish, this is the first time that they are voting. And these are a lot of people. These are a lot of people. At that time, roughly 5 million Nigerians were born a year. Now it's 7.5 million born a year. But between 1999 to about 2001, 2002, roughly 5 million, 5.5 million Nigerians were born every year. So if you want to look at those that are now of voting age, possibly registering for the first time, we'll be talking of, again, equivalent to those that have not collected PVC, roughly 20 million or more that can now register, that were born when this new democracy started. And that is a game changer, because as we've always discussed on this program, if you look at the demographics, the percentage of the country that is over 65 years old is 3%.
Right.
So Nigeria is a country where the future of the young people needs to be determined by young people. I mean, there is no way around it. Unless that happens, Nigeria is heading for crisis, because the needs of the young people, education, job skills, and so forth like that, employment, all these are not necessarily going to be addressed by anyone 65, 70.
Right.
That is not to say that ideologically older people don't understand. I mean, I'm an older person, and I often describe myself as honorary youth, because ideologically I understand what the young people need. But does this apply to every politician? The typical Nigerian politician possibly does not appreciate this like you and I do.
Right.
So this is a big problem, and this, I think this is why the young people are calling for extension of the new voter registration, even though, as Festus told you just a few minutes ago, it's the online that has closed for now. The physical one still continues.
Right. Physical one still continues along with several other services. Now, 99.3 Nigeria Info, on any of the talking points, if you have comments or any question before we jump into the next one, you can always send us to. Ruth Bisson says he has an idea of what probably happened with the 20 million uncollected voter cards from the first registration, that they may have been duplicates because people were registering and re-registering that time. If INEC can employ private agencies to do more fact-finding on the names and addresses of the uncollected PVC, you'll see a lot of reason to destroy those cards and expunge the name. But by the way, I said they're going to do a cleanup of the voter register.
Yes. That's the point I was about to make.
Yeah.
INEC can clean up using biometrics. So it's not duplicate cards. It's not duplicate cards.
Right. Right. So let's go on before we go have a next break, about the controversy about the political party's deadlines extension, Rotimi. Interesting, all of them members of IPAC, yet they think one was favored over the other.
Well, I mean, this is Nigeria. There is no running away from the thinking by some people, which, as Festus Okoye said, is not true. But some people thought that the extension favored the ruling party because, PDP, so-called main opposition, has done theirs. The Third Force Labour Party has done theirs. It's not clear how many of the other 16 parties have done theirs. But PDP especially kept claiming that, and again, the INEC Commissioner Festus Okoye said, this is not true, but PDP claims that the ruling party was favored, giving more time to adjust and even tactically to see what the other or who the other parties have put forward from their primaries. Is there really an advantage for APC knowing who the other parties have already elected as their flag bearers? In fact, if anything, I think it may be causing more confusion for them. So, I mean, if people thought it was an advantage, then you can see what is happening now with the consensus, the struggle, and so forth. I mean, normally, in this kind of situation, the best strategy is work out what you think is the best strategy for your party and implement. If you keep postponing, waiting for the others, by the time they've done theirs, then a new struggle starts to re-strategize again in your own party. So I'm not sold on the idea that APC necessarily gained any advantage from the postponement. And of course, as Festus Okoye said, this was an IPAC request made by at least a dozen parties, but I mean, the jury is out there. People will believe what they want. What we are concerned about is on the 9th, we will know who all the candidates are. And on the program the next day, on Friday, there will be a blockbuster. IPAC and INEC postponed our blockbuster from today. So today we are doing mainly voter education. But don't miss next Friday's program on any count at all, 4 p.m.
Exactly. A real blockbuster. And I show you some of the biggest dramas you see. You'll find out beginning from Monday next week. So, Ruth, we're on the big one here, which is about the lowest voter turnout in Africa. Why is this so? And will the 2023 elections trend. We'll have probably just a minute first just to do an overview, Rotimi, and then we can then go on the break. And we'll come back after the headline set. So maybe do we go on the break now, or do you want to start up?
Well, if we have a minute, I mean, let's maximize it.
Good.
You know, I mean, the main issue, of course, is that many people think that they don't necessarily trust the election process, you know, with the vote count. And if I may just run through what the turnout is in other countries, then we can come to the analysis after the break. So Rwanda has the highest turnout, which is 98%. You know, and then Equatorial Guinea, 92%, Angola, 90, Seychelles, 90, Guinea-Bissau, 89, Zimbabwe, 86, Sierra Leone, 84, Kenya, 79%, Liberia, 75, Burundi, 73. If Nigeria was there, we won't be complaining. Yeah. The 10 lowest in Africa are Cote d'Ivoire, 52, Algeria, 49, Mozambique, 48, Sudan, 46, Sao Tome, 46, DRC, Congo, 45, Mali, 42, Egypt, 41%, Cape Verde, 35, and Nigeria, lowest at 34%. So you can see, so-called right, giant of Africa,
right,
lowest voter turnout.
All right, Rotimi, let's go on that quick break. We come back and we can talk some more. 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is The Public Square.
Welcome back on 99.3 Nigeria Info. It's just a minute past five, and I am sure that those of you who are outside beginning to make your way home after a busy, busy day at work and Friday peak period, never a great moment until you're tuned to your number one talk news and sports station, 99.3 Nigeria Info. And this is the Public Square, where we are focusing today on the electoral process. Rotimi says should have been the blockbuster edition, but INEC decided to put spanner in the works because the parties wanted an extension to their deadline. So we have another week to wait for to know who will vying for Nigeria's top job. But to make up for that, we've spoken with INEC already, National Electoral Commissioner on Voter Education and Publicity, to attend to a number of issues. And we've been sounding off a number of big talking points in the past hour. Rotimi, we're on the voter turnout in the continent, and you'd gone through the top 10 and the bottom 10, where unfortunately Nigeria is ranked among the countries with the lowest turnout.
Yes, I mean, it really is a big problem.
Right.
It really is a big problem. Now that we have a wave of young people that can see that their future is at stake, and by my own demographic calculation, those born 18 to 20 years ago, or 18 to 21 years ago, will be roughly 20 million, roughly the same number as the uncollected PVCs. Now, can that number turn the election? Absolutely, absolutely. So when the INEC chair complains that average turnout in Nigeria is like 30 to 35% across board, you know, across the past few elections, it is really worrying. But there is something even more worrying, which he has pointed out, which is that in the by-elections, that it's even worse. So in some of the by-elections, the turnout in urban areas has been as low as 8%. And that is abysmally low. In rural areas, the turnout for by-elections has even been much, much lower. Wow. Much, much lower. Mm. Yes, 3%, 5%. I mean, look at what happened in Anambra, for instance, and right, so forth. So it's a really big issue. And I think that if the young people especially want to take their future into their hands, this trend has to be bucked. We need to see voter turnout of 60, 70, 80%, so that the victory will be overwhelming and not just for presidency. Not just for presidency, because remember, in a federal country like Nigeria, you have to vote up and down. The president alone cannot solve any problems. The president can give general direction. The president can use bully pulpits of executive presidency. But look, the security problems, for instance, come mainly from the states. States that are not investing in primary and secondary education. States that are not investing in rural development. States that are not investing in gender equality and girls and women's human rights to education and so forth. Hence, you can see the very high birth rates, you know, coerced reproduction, girls being forced to have 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 children, high maternal mortality, high level of orphans being recruited by bandits and extremists and so forth. A lot of these problems come from the state. The president can give guidance. The president can even nudge or push, but if the states, you know, say no,
right,
they are not going to invest in primary and secondary education, there isn't much the president can do. So, you know, the voter turnout has to be up and down, including House of Assembly, National Assembly, Senate and Reps, local government. So a lot of people now chanting the name of one particular candidate, thinking that the fellow is going to solve all the problems when he becomes president. I really feel sorry for them if that fellow wins the election, but the fellow is stranded in the villa.
Oh my goodness.
So yeah, so people have to understand that the turnout has to be complete. And I emphasize this because the days for the election, Nigeria is one of those countries where you don't turn out and vote for everybody on the same day.
Right.
You vote for president, you vote governor, you vote National Assembly, and so forth. So it really has to be consistent. So all this, you know, 30-35% turnout and even lower for by-elections, 5% to 8%, no, it's not going to work. It's not going to work. People do really need to turn out. Now, quickly, as to why some people think that the voter turnout is low. Well, my educated guess, having traveled across Africa, walked across Africa, traveled and walked across the developed world for more than 20 years, my educated guess is just that the democracy is not delivering development. So many people think it doesn't count. Many people think it doesn't count. If people were convinced that historically, since 1999, that if they vote, that it will translate into better education, better healthcare, better transport, and so forth like that, better welfare, more employment, better electricity.
Right.
Then people would turn out more, especially at the levels where they think it doesn't matter, like local government, which actually matters a lot. So, but now you have a new generation. You have a new generation. Look, youth unemployment now is over 40%, 42-43%. So, I mean, you can imagine 7.5 million children born every year now. Whoever is elected in 2023, by the end of their tenure, by the end of their eight-year tenure, more than 80 million children would have been born in Nigeria. That's more or less the population of Germany now. So if the government does not deliver, imagine if those children then grow up in a country where the so-called democracy does not deliver development. That number of children in 15 to 20 years from now, they won't see it as their country at all.
I mean, frightened prospect.
They won't see it as their, really, really tragic. And even now, the insecurity may get worse if the incoming government does not improve these things. Why? Because every year, about 2.5 million children will transit to young adulthood. So, you know, that surge every year, about 2.5 million children to 3 million children, you know, will be turning 18, 19 every 12 to 18 months. Imagine what the youth unemployment will be if this problem is not solved in the next few years.
Mm.
By the end of the 8 years of whoever is elected, president, governor, and so forth, many people will look back to now and say, in fact, it was so wonderful in 2022 that they don't even know why people are complaining. So it's, you know, yes.
Oh dear.
I'm telling you, there'll be chaos.
Very true.
So it's really important. People need to believe that the democracy, the voting counts. And if the voter turnout is higher, then the development will count better because you are likely to vote people that, you know, that will govern better. If you don't turn out, those that are unlikely to govern better may win because a lot of these people control party machinery in local areas.
Yeah.
So there are cohorts will come out and vote and you will be stuck with it, full stop.
So true. You know, this thing, I mean, some people say they look back with glee at their Abacha years and I shake my head, you know.
That's
the point you make about people looking back at these years and thinking. But Maruti, before we open the square for the audience to interact, we still have some small business. We don't have all the primaries done yet, but at least quite a number of people have had primaries. The PDP, the Labour Party, has had its primaries, and I think one other party. But they're beginning to produce the candidates that will run. A short while ago, we got news that the APC's screening report is already out. 10 candidates have been disqualified, but we don't know the names. That's true to form. They'll keep us in suspense, I guess, till next week.
Well, I think, well, Google is your friend. I mean, we can't go through, if we start going through all the governors that have been returned, or the new people that, you know, won't get to the end of the program. I would just urge you, Google is your friend. For the so-called two main parties, if you look, you will see a lot of the governors have been returned. One tried to play hanky-panky and run for president. And when he didn't make it in the PDP convention, the secretary to the state government that they had given the party governorship ticket stepped down for his boss and said that, in fact, he's unable to continue. He wants to call on his boss to come and take the seats back.
Mm.
Look, I mean, this is a really funny process. It's a really, really funny process. So, I mean, there you are. The interesting thing, though, is that some people that thought that they will win by virtue of affiliation to the current government, lost their primaries, especially for House of Reps and Senate. We don't need to start mentioning too many names. Google is your friend. If you are young and you are on social media and you are very savvy, you will know who they are. I mean, there is one very young man in the villa, you know, who has been quite vociferous on a number of things and just assumed that automatically he will win the primary and he lost. Now he's lamenting. So it does show that, proximity to power at the center does not always translate into proximity to power at the state level.
Mm.
Because everybody has their own interests, which are not necessarily the interests of the people. They want to put their own folks there. So if you are not one of their folks and you lose, and you have been mouthing off anti-people slogans or things, don't expect too much sympathy. The other thing to note is that there has been a growing trend, and I am one of people who think it is their right to run. If they abuse it, then we will see what their governance record is. But there is a growing number of sons, daughters, and wives of high-level politicians that have won primaries. Some have lost. I mean, one former minister of state, you know, in a previous government lost a primary in Lagos, and his son also lost a primary in Lagos. It would have been, remember, you and I were talking about this one time. We were saying it's two of them won. The son will see the father in National Assembly and say, Honorable Daddy, And the daddy will say to the son, honorable son.
Distinguished daddy and honorable son.
Yes, distinguished daddy and honorable son. Yeah. As it turns out, the both of them lost. So it's not always rosy for everybody. But this is just the general trend. I urge you, you know, Google is your friend. I mean, you can look at it. One last thing to point out, Ahor, before we go to the phone lines, WhatsApp, Twitter, and so forth, is that INEC has just released this afternoon, so we haven't seen it in detail, the guidelines for the 2022 elections, that is Osun and Ekiti. You know, it's a 37-page document downloadable from the commission's website. It has 106 guidelines. The most important of which you will be happy to know is that electronic voting, electronic transmission of result is going to happen.
Yes.
That is the most important 37-page document, 106 guidelines. There will be electronic transmission of results. And as you had Yvonne or Haifo read on the news just a few minutes ago, telephones and other gadgets that can take pictures will not be allowed in the voting booth. So please go to the program handle at Public Square NG. The link is there for the new INEC guidelines. You can click on it and read for yourself. For other questions, of course, you can engage at Rotimi Sankore on Twitter at Ahor Obo and at Nigeria Info FM.
Absolutely. And I think, Rotimi, we can then go to the different platforms for you to communicate with us. Engage us on social media. Let's talk at Nigeria Info FM, at Public Square NG, at Rotimi Sankore, at Ahor Obo. You can also send us messages on WhatsApp 0809-597-5805. And we're going to go to the phone lines now because the number to call is open, 0700-993-993-993. Again, 0700-993-993-993. And the women can call on this number also too, 01465-7190. Again, 01465-7190. WhatsApp messages, I see you. What do I do? I registered for PVC in Lagos in 2011, but was unable to get the permanent voter card before I left the country. Now I'm back to the country and just found the photocopy of the temporary PVC with all the details, including VIN, PU, blah, blah, blah. I tried checking on INEC's website and could not get out anything. My question is, should I visit any INEC office and get a new one? You'd have to, because according to Festus Okoye, that information is no longer valid. You have to go and do the biometrics now. Thankfully, you're in good time, so you can do the physical one now that the online is closed. So, Ruth, I think we can go to the phone lines now and then... Hello, Andy. Kindly turn on the device you're listening with so that we don't get the feedback. Hello.
Yeah, good evening, Mr. O and Mr. Ruki.
Excellent.
My name is Ngozi. I'm calling you from Solo.
All right, Ngozi, please go ahead.
Okay, mine is a question. I have like two questions. One, I registered the same time, the first time they started this registration. In fact, I registered the same place with my husband. When the card came out, my name was not there. I asked for my card, even up to date, no card was seen. So I'm trying to do the second registration, but when I had the man say, people registering twice, like what happened to me now? I don't even know whether I have a PVC somewhere. I don't even know whether I registered. So if I go ahead and do another registration, would they now say, I've done double registration? And the second question is, I heard when Mr. Rotimi was saying something about phones and the gadgets that could take pictures not allowed at the polling unit. And I was not asking why are they giving such rules when we know what do happen in these polling centers. And at the end of the day, the court will be requesting for evidence. So if you ask people not to use phone or cameras, if anything comes up there, how then would you give a proof of what happens in those polling centers?
All right.
Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you very much, Ngozi. Well, Ruth, we're taking the calls and then we respond to them after the other. I think it's.
Yes. Why not?
Okay. So let's do the next four or five, and then we'll come back. Hello and good evening.
Hello.
Oh, it is the ladies' day today. Great to have you join.
Good evening, sir.
What's your name, please, and where are you calling from?
My name is Esther.
Oh, sorry, must be poor network connection there. Hello and good evening.
Hello.
Great to have you join us.
Thank you. Chipovo.
Good. What's your name, please, and where are you calling from?
Chaku Maku.
Hey, Makushi.
Yala, yala. Faro to me, good evening.
Oh, looks like...
When you say the ladies, I say, so, first of Okoye, when he was explaining all those, what we need to do, simple and fine, right? He said we should make sacrifice, which I did. You know, I spent 3 days before I get my card. How many of us will get such patience? And these are the people complaining. That very day, the girl, they were discussing about the party, wedding they are going, Ashwebi. Keep me standing. We were speaking Yoruba. I said this thing, I must get it. The third day, I got my card. And for Sarotimi, you know, everybody is rooting one man president, this. Nigerian presidency, in my place, that's what we call Isha Kademwatu Ubuodo. You know Mosa, the one they use in pounding the arm? If your head, if a baby's head is not strong, the mom will not send you to the next two building. Go and carry Mosa, come. So you understand? Hello, Chibobo.
We understand you very well.
So that is what I had to say about the presidency. Thank you.
All right. My goodness. The proverb is as strong as the language.
Please,
so.
That is a quick comment I would like to make.
Okay.
You know, when some people say some things, it may suggest some level of prejudice. You know, when our last caller was, he said he was waiting for his PVC, he said people were there, they were speaking Yoruba. I mean, I don't know what the language has to do with what they were saying.
Don't mind, Chris.
So right. Please, if you are calling, you know, please try not to say they were speaking Igbo, they were speaking Yoruba. It often suggests that there is something wrong with the language. There is nothing wrong with anybody's language. If you want to complain about what they were saying, you know, that's fine. But you don't need to start making any allusions that the language they were speaking at the time was, you know, is problematic to anybody.
Right. Well said. So we'll go to the fourth call and then we hear, hello and good evening.
Hello.
Okay, good. Hello, good evening.
Hello, good evening. I'm Bumi by name.
All right, Bumi. Go ahead very quickly.
I've changed my residential address. I've moved from Surulere to Alimosho. And I tried doing the change of address so as the ward, my electoral ward, could be changed.
Yes.
But unfortunately, I couldn't. I was being asked my email, and I can't remember registering with my email. When I inputted my email, it wasn't giving me any access. So what do you think I can do?
All right. Thankfully, Festus Okwe gives us an open door. I would ask him this question on WhatsApp so that on Monday... all of the questions, I have questions here too on WhatsApp. Ruth, I think we'll just forward it to him and then in his time he will respond to each of them one after the other.
That is the ones we are unable to answer.
Exactly, because from the tone of the calls, it appears that many people are calling with issues around the cards. So let's take this one again. Hello and good evening.
Hello.
Great to have you join us. What's your name, please, and where are you calling from?
My name is Esther, calling from Alapele.
All right, Esther, go ahead, please.
Okay, my own take is that I registered from my town, and I have the valid card. But since I'm being in Lagos, I cannot vote because I did not register and have my voter's card here in Lagos. So in that case, how can I have my PCV?
You have to go to the INEC website, the INEC registration portal called cvr.inecnigeria.
I don't use Android phone. I use normal smartphone.
You have to go to a cafe, a cyber cafe. You go to an internet... I don't have the answer to that question, but you go to your neighborhood, ask people in the neighborhood. Rosemary, I think they should still have cyber cafes in some neighborhoods.
Well, to the extent that the businesses may be viable, I'm sure one or two people. But actually, this betrays another problem. There's an assumption
that everyone
everybody has a smartphone.
Exactly.
Yes.
Which is a
problem.
There's
an assumption.
The other option is to go to the INEC office, but it's a bit problematic because we understand the reason why they are moving a lot of those things online, because if you go to the INEC offices, just one or two staff, and you have several people, trying to get different services. If she can find someone
Can we just ask whether she has a friend or relative that has a phone or laptop or computer that she can use to go online?
Yes.
I mean, a friend, work colleague, relative, neighbor, someone that can help.
Exactly. You will need to have that in place. Okay, Ruth, I think we have to go on this quick break, and we come back. We have some more calls. We can engage some more with you and then respond to the questions which were asked also earlier on. Please stay with us on 99.3 Nigeria Info. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to your number one talk news and sports station. This is Nigeria Info. The Public Square.
Well, welcome back, 99.3 Nigeria Info and the home stretch. I wrote me just a short period where I was trying to go through as quickly as possible all of this INEC information for people like the lady who called, I think it was Ngozi who called, saying that she had registered with her husband and she had no information. And I suddenly realized that you have sites for INEC where you can verify your voter status. It's voters.inecnigeria.org. So if you go enter your information, which I was doing in a short period, I have a voter's card, by the way, just to be sure that it was there. And it's working, so because I entered all of the information. So if the lady will enter all her information here in the voters .inecnigeria.org, it will let you know whether you do have a status or not. If you don't and it doesn't show up there as successful, it means that you have to go and register. I think that's the that's the best explanation I can give to the lady, because when I entered all the information it required of me, it returned to me positive that I had a voter status. And I think the second question she asked about the pictures being taken in the polling areas. I think she mixed the information up. It is within the voting booth. You cannot use a video recording device, but outside the booth.
It's not the poll. Yeah.
Exactly. So in the voting area, not in the area where you gather, you can use your devices, but not inside the booth. And I think all of this is to deal with voter inducement and those things that happened in the past.
There is one more point that the lady Ngozi raised. She said, if she registers again, will it be double registration? Aho, remember that Festus Okoye, when you were interviewing him earlier, clarified on that.
Yes.
I mean, INEC is not encouraging you to do double registration, but he said, If out of fear or concern that you have not been registered and you can't figure out what has happened with the earlier one, if you register again, Festus said the later registration will be discountenanced and ring-fenced.
True.
It will be removed from the system and only the old one will stand.
Very true.
So, well, I would suggest first that the lady Ngozi goes to the INEC website, Ahor mentioned. Ahor, please, can you repeat it again so that people don't call and say, Ahor, repeat it again. Just.
Okay. So listen very well. It is voters in plural, V-O-T-E-R-S, voters.inecnigeria.org. Voters.inecnigeria.org. So it will take you to this platform where you'll enter your state of registration, your name, your last name, date of birth, basically all your information, where it will then run a check to know whether you are indeed registered to vote. But Rotimi, before I get back to the phone lines, this whole small drama I had with my verification just wants me to quickly go read Tony from Alabama's message, where he says that, you know, Tony likes to send machine gun messages, and he will send one and he will send the next. So he says that the over-centralization of things is the problem facing accessibility of services in Nigeria. Here in the U.S., even a foreign born that migrated to America as an adult only need to make a trip to the post office or the courthouse to process their U.S. international passport and voter card, issued to Americans automatically at their 18th birthday. And going forward, applicants just put a request for voters' card renewal from the comfort of their homes, because the system recognizes the applicant with his or her social security number. It's that simple. But I personally don't know why over 60 years of self-rule, we still don't have a standard document which differentiates a Nigerian from a non, until the one being rushed by the current, for obvious reasons. Tony from...
Well, we actually do know why. We do know why, Tony. I mean, I understand what he's saying. Having lived and worked abroad in many countries, I understand what he's saying. Yeah. Look, even on voting day, you know, the whole country is not shut down. You vote, you go to work.
Yes.
You know?
Yes. Even in Benin Republic, Rotimi, I went to cover election. Benin Republic, Ghana, they don't shut down their countries.
So, but the answer, Tony, is that, I mean, what I know, what I saw with my eyes, I mean, pre-independence and pre-civil war, it's what I've read, but from the early 70s, you know, I mean, what I saw, the nonsense in this country, when, you know, Gowon was a military dictator, and then all the military dictators that followed afterwards, there was little or no interest in investing in citizenship infrastructure.
Mm.
You know, there was little or no interest. Look, I mean, the only time that I saw these people turn up was if Gowon was coming to your state and they will force all of us in primary and secondary school to come out with flags to come and welcome the guy. They went as far.
Empire
Day. It was ridiculous. They went as far as painting stones on the road white. I mean, can you imagine using federal funds to paint stones white, to paint the trunk of trees in green, white, and green? Places where I go one way. I mean, even as a schoolboy, I was infuriated. What is this? So, you know, military regime after military regime until we got to Shagari time. And by the time we got to Shagari time, look, the corruption had been so imbibed into the system. And in any case, they only spent 4 years before they were overthrown again. So, I mean, this is why all these basic things you take for granted, not just in more developed countries, but even in many African countries, you know, your birth certification, your registration, the power of your local government to provide you with services, including citizenship services.
Right.
So failure to do all those things really since 1960 is why everything is over-centralized now. And that is why everything needs to be decentralized. The local government autonomy.
Right.
Administrative and financial. Remember when we are talking about the constitutional amendments, which you know, people need to keep an eye on because a lot of governors are going to block it.
Yeah.
So this is why if you want local government autonomy, administrative and financial, who you vote in your House of Assembly or governor matters. It matters. So all these things that Tony from Alabama is pointing out can only happen if citizens break the deadlock of governors capturing state house of assembly with sponsored candidates. There needs to be democracy at the state level, at the local government level. The autonomy needs to be there so they can do their work and the over-centralization will stop. So, I mean, that's the simple, well, not so simple answer, but that's the answer.
All right. That's several years of experience rolled into just a minute or thereabout. And let's go back to the phone lines. 0700-993-993-993. And then the female call is 01465-7190. Hello and good evening.
Hello.
Great to have you join us. What's your name, please, and where are you calling from? All right, AB, please go ahead quickly.
I want to thank Sankore for the way he has been explaining all the things to us. In fact, I followed him tenaciously. And you are doing a good job. But I want to ask, just a month ago,
yes,
I think precisely in April 21, I went to register in Adodota, precisely. And they told me that they are going to call me to pick my voter card. Up to now, I've not got it. But I don't know what to do. That's my question.
All right. Thank you very much, AB. But if you remember, you listened very well. Festus Okoye said that this period where the pre-registration and the physical registration will end, they're going to use that period to do a lot of cleanup. And everyone who's been done the transfer and all of that, they will get a call or a message for their cards and they will be printed out. So let's keep our fingers crossed because it appears they also have a deluge of requests for those cards. So they will have to be printed. So I guess you, in response to this same question, you asked, someone asked the question and he said, just wait, the cards will be printed and get to you. Hello and good evening.
Hello.
Great to have you join us. Your name, please, and where you're calling from.
I'm Ifoma calling from Ejibo.
Say that again. Ifoma.
Ifoma, yes.
Okay, Ifoma, go ahead, please.
We did this voters registration.
Yes.
Then, when we cross-check online, I saw only my husband's number, only his name. There is no word. There is nothing else. Only the name is all there. And last time they did the voting, he took his card. I was looking for where he's going to vote. Anywhere he goes, they'll tell him that his name is not there. So we don't know what to do, whether we have to go and register again or what are we going to do. It's only his name that appeared, his name and his surname. No word, no nothing.
That's an interesting one. I think Festus Okoye talked about one of the items on their list will be to display all the voters' names and all of that. Maybe when that happens, you'll see whether it will show up now where his ward is. But there's some part of the on the INEC calendar where they're going to, after they've cleaned up everything, they will have all the names of the voters will show up together with their ward. So maybe we'll wait and see what happens then.
Was actually a horror. This is a lot of waka waka going about trying to find. I think we should ask INEC about facilities for finding out your word online.
Exactly.
So that they can clarify better for voters.
Yes, because this site I went to brought out my name and word and everything. So I'm wondering why this particular one did not have the information. All right, keep the calls coming in. Let's hear what you have to say. Let's see, we have calls here. Messages, rather. Larry writes on WhatsApp. He says that, I heard on the headline news that telephone and other gadgets will not be allowed at polling centers. No, so let's get this clear. Just to point out again, in the polling booth, you'd not be able to use them in the booth, but In the polling area, which is away from the boat, you're free to use them. Clarify that again.
I mean, the whole idea is to stop people taking picture of their ballot to say, you see, you have to settle me my remaining 50%. I voted for you. Here is the picture. I mean, that's the summary there.
That's the summary. No further explanation needed. Oh, boy. Hello and good evening. Oh, sorry about that. Hello and good evening.
Hello.
Great to have
hello?
You. Please turn down the device you're listening with so we don't get the feedback. Hello and good evening.
Okay, yeah, put it off. Hello.
Thank you. What's your name, please, and where are you calling from?
My name is Kike Williams. I'm calling from Lekki.
All right, Kike, please go ahead.
Okay, my question is this. I registered somewhere in Lekki, in Osapa, and then I moved further down to another local government. So I've done the update on the INEC website.
Yeah.
Change of transfer of polling booth.
Good.
But what I don't know now, do I still need to go to the... I have my PVC, the old one with the old address. So do I still need to go to INEC office for update or something? Or what I have printed is enough?
Interestingly, this same question you asked, we had a guest who came in some days ago and he did the same thing. So what he did was that... What, did you get successful after you had done the transfer?
Did I get what?
A message saying successful and printed out what you saw.
Sorry, I didn't get that.
Okay, so when you did the transfer, did you get a successful message saying that...
Yes, successful. Upload successful,
upload
yes.
Upload successful, good. Which means they have that information too in the INEC...
register,
so what he did was after that, he then went to the INEC office with a printout of what he had done. So they then confirmed for him, which is what happened.
Okay.
So
okay,
I think you have to do that by going there.
Okay,
you know.
So I need to go to the INEC office.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
All right.
With a printout
With a printout, exactly. Because he said that they also already have that, but you know the Nigerian way, you know, just to save time and
to
not
find it is a
easier.
Problem.
Uh-huh. Mm. So you show them and they will just, you know. We'll become INEC officials now.
Well, I mean, the voter education is really important.
Yeah, we're partners, actually.
And I think, I think an important part of the work we do in the media is information, enlightenment, clarification. Obviously, we don't have all the answers, but this is part of our constitutional role. Remember, the constitution, you know, the media... is the fourth estate. Media is the only other sector of society and economy mentioned in the Constitution as having a role aside from the executive, the judiciary, and the legislature. The media has a specific role to disseminate information, hold governments accountable for their obligations to citizens. So, this is part of our constitutional role. We can't avoid it. It really is important.
Absolutely. So all of you sending messages on WhatsApp, because quite a number of messages, don't go and register a second time. Go to voters.inec. Go to voters.inecnigeria.org to verify your status. If you have your status verified, then you don't need to register. Festus Okoye, who was here earlier on, said... for those of you who are waiting for messages and emails, 3-4 months, they will get back to you because they have your information, email, and phone numbers, as well as to send you messages when to come and pick up your cards. The cards that are available for the new registrants are the ones who registered first and second quarter for the new registration, which means that if you registered before February, your card should be ready. Then those who are registering from February, that's March, till June, their cards will be ready later on in the year. And I think one thing, just to clarify, you cannot use the temporary voter card because it's not machine readable. So you need a PVC to vote in the forthcoming general election. So Ruthmi, we're out of time.
Yes, well, let's just say to everybody, if you are one of the 20 million that have registered and have not collected your permanent voter's card,
yes,
please go and collect it. Remember, in the last two elections, the victor scored 15 million votes in 2015 and 2019. I mean, the runners-up, Jonathan, in 2015 scored 12.9 million votes, Atiku 11.3 million. So 20 million uncollected PVCs can change the outcome of election. Please, please go and collect. Don't be one of those 20 million that after February 2025 will come and complain that somebody won and you don't know how he won because you didn't think he will win when you didn't vote.
Absolutely. So we'll come back next week for the blockbuster. I tell you, this weekend,
yes,
the what is called the proverbial night of long swords will happen at least in the next, yes, couple of days as the parties choose their candidate. I guess there'll be surprises.
Yes, yes.
A lot for us to talk about. So,
and don't forget what Ahoho said. If you have any questions that have not been answered, yeah, Ahoho is going to send all of them to Festus Okoye.
Right.
So you can reach out to Ahoho at Ahoho Obo,
right,
on Twitter. I'm at Rotimi Sankore. And between now and then, we can try and answer all these questions. Because by next Friday, we are going to be dealing mainly with the outcome of the primaries.
Right. Right. Excellent. So that will work perfectly. All right, everyone, thank you very much for joining us in the public square. We close the square now, and the news will come up at the top of the hour. Have yourself a fantastic weekend.